This weekend marks the anniversary of Pope John Paul's visit to Egypt in the year 2000 as part of his pilgrimage to the places which marked our Christian history of salvation. During that visit, he prayed at the foot of Mount Sinai, but also stressed the need for dialogue with followers of the other monotheistic religions at a meeting in Cairo's Al-Azhar University, one of the most important centres of learning in the Islamic world. To mark this anniversary, the current head of the Vatican's Councils for Interreligious Dialogue and Culture, Cardinal Paul Poupart, was in Cairo last week with an invitation to the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, Sheikh Mohammed Sayed Tantawi, to visit the Vatican. Accompanying the Cardinal was Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald, formerly head of the Council for Interreligious Dialogue and currently Apostolic Nuncio to Egypt and the Arab League.
We were very well received in Al-Azhar. Cardinal Poupart, who mentioned that he had had an audience with Pope Benedict XVI just before coming to Cairo, and that the Pope reconfirmed his wish to receive Sheikh Al-Azhar, Sheikh Tantawi, in Rome, if he would be able to come, and the Sheikh accepted immediately. Of course, the details have to be worked out, and they said they would need a letter of invitation. So this is not yet fixed, but there is a good hope that this visit of Sheikh Al-Azhar will take place. On the same morning, we went also to the Minister of Religious Affairs, Dr. Hamdi Zakzouk, and we were very cordially received there. And Dr. Zakzouk is someone who has taken part in many dialogues, particularly with Cardinal Koenig. It's interesting because, Cardinal Koenig had been appointed president of the Council for Non-Believers, and Cardinal Poupart succeeded to Cardinal Koenig in that position. But Cardinal Koenig had come to Al-Azhar in 1964 and gave a remarkable talk on monotheism, which is, it's a date that people look back to here. There is that date of Cardinal Koenig's visit, and then the other is the year 2000 and the visit of Pope John Paul II. These are, I would say, the high points, in a sense, at the beginning and more recently, the relations between the Al-Azhar and the Holy See. We'd also paid a visit on the previous day, on the Monday, to an advisor of President Mubarak, Dr. Omar al-Baz, who is a religious leader, and he advises the president on religious matters, and we had a very good conversation with him, too. There were other activities also that took place. On the last day, the Cardinal Poupart went to Alexandria and visited the Biblioteca Alessandrina, this wonderful new library that has been built there. Other elements of the visit were more with the Catholic Church. We had a very good meeting with all the Catholic bishops of the country. The Coptic bishops were in synod, and so they were all gathered here. And the other bishops of the different rites came, and we had an exchange, and the Cardinal was able to listen to the views of the different people on their concrete dialogue with Muslims in this country, not only from bishops, but also from the representatives of the religious, both men and women. And I think that was also a very good exchange. And then the following day, the Cardinal paid a visit to the major seminary and met with the staff and students. He gave a talk and he answered their questions. And I think all that also contributes to strengthening this, spirit of dialogue and openness to the exchange, both on a cultural and a religious level.
A representative of Al-Azhar is now over in the Vatican for a part of a regular series of meetings. What hopes do you have that that kind of dialogue also will bear some important fruit in the near future?
Yes, the meetings have been taking place these last few years, always on or around the 24th of February, which was the date of the visit of Pope John Paul II to Al-Azhar. It was the Muslim side that suggested that the annual meeting should take place at that date in order to keep alive the memory of this visit. So it is, I think, significant that somebody from Al-Azhar is coming to Rome. The person who is coming is a member of the Committee for Islamic Research, which is one of the bodies of Al-Azhar. Al-Azhar is not just a university, it has also its networks of schools, and it has various activities, and including this activity of research. So here's one of the professors who is coming to Rome and who will discuss with people in the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue.
Looking back, of course, to that visit of Pope John Paul's to Al-Azhar in the year 2000, there was a real sense of expectation about progress in interreligious dialogue. How would you personally, with your many years of experience in this field, characterize the atmosphere at the moment?
Well, you know, the dialogue never takes place in a vacuum, and there are so many events around the world and near us here. I mean, you think of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the war in Iraq, the war in Lebanon last year, and the ongoing unrest in the Lebanon. All this has its impact on dialogue because this influences public opinion, and very often the West is seen as interfering in Arab affairs, and is the West is seen as Christian. And so there is a kind of feeling of resentment. And the dialogue has to, as it were, combat that. And to so you're always battling in a way to build up confidence. But there are people who are strongly dedicated to this. And the conversations that took place during these meetings were really insisting on the oneness of the human family, and that we must not allow ourselves to be divided in this way. We must not allow religion to be manipulated in order to divide people, and that religious leaders have a responsibility in this line. So I think that this, whereas the present climate popularly is perhaps not favorable to dialogue, at the higher level, I think there is a consciousness of the great importance of this dialogue.
My thanks there to Archbishop Michael Fitzgerald, former head of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue and currently Apostolic Nuncio to Egypt and the Arab League.